Hey, Bays, what's up?
Just for a second, let's both try and picture our favorite teacher. Okay, close your eyes and imagine them. Okay, so do you have the teacher in your mind?
Yep.
Okay, now try to picture that teacher, like, before they became a teacher.
Oh, wow, I've never seemed to think about them like that before.
It's hard to do, isn't it? Sometimes I feel like that it can be impossible to imagine.
So I guess this is why we set out to find out how some of our middle school teachers found their paths to viewpoint. You'll be shocked by what we've learned.
I was like especially surprised and interested when Mr. Wilkinson was talking about before he came to viewpoint when he was living in Mexico where he taught English. What about you, Kylie?
I was honestly still in shock when I discovered how Madame Lacrivant became a French teacher, because I imagined her story way differently, and that really caught my attention.
Has there ever been a time where you wondered how your teachers got into their current subject? Did they grow up wanting this job? Is there a certain thing that persuaded them to choose this topic? Well, I'm here to answer these questions for you. I'm Kylie Sun, and you're listening to The Patriot Pod.
Hi, I'm Baze Bradley, and we are going to be exploring why teachers teach the subject that they teach.
The first question I have for you is, how did you get into this topic?
I was first introduced to the innovation space when I was subbing, and I was lucky to be able to get the full-time job about a year after I subbed in the class. So I enjoy teaching in the innovation space very much. I think my subject is my favorite because it's fun and it incites creativity in my students. And it allows students to express themselves and try different things that they might not take in school otherwise or be able to learn otherwise. We also focus heavily on collaboration, which is something I think all students should engage in regularly.
What's your favorite project that you do in your class?
I think my favorite project is what we call the cardboard collaboration, because it involves all TK through fifth grade students, and they all create something to go in a giant cardboard creation that we put out for open house. And it's a lot of fun.
That's really interesting, because I actually remember participating in the cardboard collaboration, and it was really fun.
I first started teaching after I went to Mexico. And I was living in Mexico with the family there, and to make a living, to start earning money, I started teaching English. So that was my first experience teaching, and I was 17 years old, and I started teaching English around different companies and schools. And then when I returned, I started college. My undergraduate was theater, and I also started a program, or I directed a program called Puentes, which was to give English classes to the Hispanic community. Through my life, I've done a lot of other things. I went to film school, and I worked many years in the film industry as a sound recordist, but I've always done teaching kind of on the side. So last year, I took an assignment as a full-term sub as a Spanish teacher at a school in West LA, a charter school. And I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed teaching. So I said, you know, I think I want to switch to just teaching full time. So I applied to Viewpoint. Here I am. I'm pretty fluent in Italian because when I was in college, I went to Italy for a year. Yeah, I've had a lot of passions in my life, and filmmaking and sound design has been a couple of those. I've worked on a lot of documentaries. I did sound recording for 2 documentaries that won Academy Awards or Oscars for Best Documentary. So I had a lot of fun experiences in my life, but I also, I've always enjoyed teaching. This is the first time I'm doing it kind of full time.
Is the community at Viewpoint a good place to teach this language, would you say?
Yes, I think Viewpoint is a... I get emotional because I think it's a really great place and I'm happy to be here.
That's good.
I'm really interested in how computers work and robotics, which is the other thing I teach besides computer science, because more and more things are robotics-based or automated.
Did you ever imagine teaching the subject, or was there a different one that you had in mind before teaching?
I did not imagine teaching the subject, actually. It's something I've only gotten interested in the last few years. I always thought when I was a kid, if I were I wanted to be a teacher, that maybe I would be an English teacher. I really like music and art as well, so I have some interest in teaching those subjects also.
What's your favorite project that you do in your class?
Ooh. My favorite project is in my pre-engineering and robotics class. We get to build a lot of really cool and fun robots. Today I had a student build a little RC race car that was really cool. So just kind of seeing the different things that they come up with is really fun and exciting.
I did not really decide to become a French teacher. It's kind of something that happened over time. I always enjoyed teaching. In middle school, I liked to help my friends during the break. And then in high school, my math teacher, I was supposed to have a teaching assistant who was supposed to teach an extra class during the week, and that spot was never filled. So I offered to volunteer and help, and that's what I did, and that's how I taught my very first class that happened to be math. Later on, I was tutoring for French literature at the beginning of university, and then when I moved to China to finish university, I started teaching in an English school in the evening, teaching math again, but in English, and then on the weekends, I started teaching French as a foreign language. Then when I moved to Italy, I kept on teaching and I taught French as well as English. So there are other things that I did before teaching French. I worked in marketing, and then when I was in Italy, my main job was working as an international consultant. So I used to travel everywhere, a little bit everywhere in the world. Multiple places in order to teach people and companies different soft skills like communication, how to present to a large group of people, a large audience, how to sell better sales, etc. So in a way, I did grow up teaching French and teaching in general. My grandma was a teacher. And she was a primary school teacher. And so when I went to spend my holidays, I always spent them with my grandma. And her home was attached to the school. So I got to play in the school and play on the blackboard. And we played teacher and student with my little sister. And I got to teach her how to write, which was a lot of fun for me, not for her.
Teachers don't always get the appreciation that they truly deserve and should be recognized more for how much dedication and time they put into their jobs.